Something big in a show business era we can barely recall now started with Edith Gormanzano getting together with Sidney Leibowitz.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking in someone's eyes, you suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big.
Sid and Edith became Steve and Edie, Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. Edie Gourmet died yesterday surrounded by her family in Las Vegas, the city where Steve and Edie performed so often and where they got married in 1957. She was famous as a crossover Latin American singer from the Tropicana days. Born of Sephardic Jews in the Bronx, fluent in Spanish and Ladino, she topped the charts with this one all by herself in 1963.
Blame it on the bossa nova.
She was known for her language ability long before she was a hit singer, and she never stopped being a hit on the Latin American charts. Steve Lawrence called her a diva to the Spanish world. One of her first jobs, in fact, was as a translator at the United Nations. The 1946 high school yearbook from William Howard Taft High School contains a picture of Edie as cheerleader Edith Gormanzano, a picture taken by budding cameraman and fellow student Stan Kubrick. Yes, that's Stanley Kubrick. Gourmet, not Kubrick, was voted prettiest, peppiest cheerleader that year.
What did I have that I don't have? What did he like that I lost track of?
Edie Gourmet had it for more than five decades. She was a character who retained her innocence as Hollywood and TV lost theirs. Steve and Edie were annual holiday show guests. They had their own show. Here in What's My Line, the TV show, Steve blindfolded has to guess the mystery guest, his wife, in the goofy, mushy comedy of those days.
Are you the mother of my children? No wonder you told me to get out of the house early tonight.
Or here on the Carol Burnett Show, completely comfortable as the celebrity next door.
Oh, Edie. All about it. I mean, it's in this magazine, the latest issue, Hollywood Rag. Edie spills the beans. Quote, when Steve started hitting the sauce, I threw in the towel.
Huh? Carol, that's a lie. You've got to read under the headline. Look at this. Edie Gourmet spilled a bowl of beans she was preparing when her husband, Steve Lawrence, was adding barbecue sauce to the recipe. Edie threw down
the
towel.
Will start to spread.
Your fallen arches will drop like lead.
You'll find your beautiful smile is splendid.
No hair atop of your shiny head.
Steve and Edie's many appearances on The Tonight Show and here on The Ed Sullivan Show were song-selling moments caught in a time warp of Broadway and movie musicals that not even rock and roll could change.
Sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the day.
Let's do a couple of songs you forgot to do.
Let's play cards.
Okay, good idea. Wait, let me get a little. You got a.
What do you want to do here?
Well, we got a couple of songs that you left out.
When Frank Sinatra was in his sunset years and did a 1991 world tour, he brought Steve Lawrence, looking very much like a Bill Clinton, and still peppy Edie along to back him up without stealing the show.
I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched.
Edie has been my partner on stage and in life for more than 55 years, Steve Lawrence said this weekend. I fell in love with her the first time I saw her, and even more the first time I heard her sing. Lawrence may have got to be Edie Gourmet's husband, but there was an awfully big crowd who fell in love the first time they heard her sing. Edie Gourmet was 84.